Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, everybody. Today on Daily Pop, Kylie Jenner finally revealed she's pregnant, and Kris Jenner's reaction will surprise you.
Really?
Please say hello to Lonnie Love and Morgan Stewart McGraw, everybody.
Okay. Hey, house shoes.
Hey. By the way, I was like, Justin, you are just so casual today. I love it.
You know what? I'm comfortable. I am in my home. I am sitting here with my two best girlfriends.
There you are.
I got a little rosé in the morning.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. So since we're three girlfriends, mm-hmm. let's just talk about everybody who's having babies.
Yes. Let's do it.
So the rumors are true. Kylie just confirmed she's pregnant with baby number two. She announced it with another sweet video, kind of like how she told the world she was pregnant with Stormy, but this time she didn't wait until the baby was already won.
You know what?
Watch how she told her famous fan.
Honestly, you're days away from my teeth.
What do you have for Libby?
Oh, what is this? What is this? Are you pregnant? Stormy, we're gonna have a baby. This is one of the happiest days of my life.
Time.
I just love that Kris acts like she doesn't have 10 other grandkids. She's like, this is the happiest day of my life. Another person to babysit.
It makes me excited. It was so beautiful, the announcement.
It was really beautiful, and I'm really excited for her. And, you know, it's so interesting. I know Clear Blue Easy is kicking themselves in the ass right now that they didn't get it
on
there.
She's not giving away that free promo. But what I also loved about it is, like, you know, she probably would have waited. Do you think if there wasn't rumors to the point where, like, Caitlyn had said something, she would have come out with this?
I truly believe that she had hid the first pregnancy, and it was so isolating, and she talked about how lonely she felt and how afraid she was to go outside.
Yeah.
So I don't think that she would do it again. She's not a 19-year-old girl.
Right.
This is not her first time getting pregnant.
Right.
She knows that the world is gonna accept it, and her unconventional relationship with Travis Scott. So I think she was waiting for the perfect time. I just don't think that she would have hit it the whole time.
I agree.
Well, and with the Met Gala coming, do you think she wanted to do it before then?
I heard it going. I can't get a read on who's actually going to this gala.
Oh, I bet she's going to show up to this. I bet you she was supposed to announce it on that Met Gala carpet. And because Caitlyn messed up and tripped, as she always does,
I think
she had to do it early.
And also, you know, it's going to be so exciting. We've never actually gotten any sort of footage or any real content of Kylie pregnant. So this is going to be like a whole new world for her.
Yeah, no, it will be. It totally will be. You know what's so interesting to me is the girls who are into the bodies and the faces and the glamour and all of those things, sometimes they don't really embrace pregnancy like you think they will.
No, yeah. It's a huge change to your body and things happen. So, you know, you got to go with the flow, but they're adorable.
When is the wedding?
You know what? By the way, when you make babies that cute, you don't need a wedding.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna get married for a while. They're doing things their way.
We're having babies, we might as well go on and get married.
Yeah, love how traditional.
Not everybody.
Lonnie's like, I don't want to get married ever, but if you have a baby, you better get married.
If you're having babies like that, go on in and get married.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
She's the auntie who, like.
I'm happy I made you proud I got married.
Yes, you did.
Me too.
You
know,
that's the auntie in me. I like to see families go ahead, get married, be a good example for your daughter. I don't know if this is a girl or not, but be a good example.
Good
but
call.
Marriage changes men. It's a true thing.
Oh, don't get into
if
this. You, who else?
If it's not broke, don't fix it. I think a lot of times when you put that ring on a man's finger, that pressure gets to them. She's looking at her relationship with this man, and she's saying, we are friends. We are good co-parents. We bump uglies. You don't feel pressure. I'm going to keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
You know how many people look up to her? How that would be a really good story, because we need to have more families. If you're gonna have babies by the same man, go ahead and marry him. I'm gonna keep on saying it.
Well, Lonnie, a family looks different to me than it does to you. I don't need to marry that man as long as he's coming home every night.
You're not having no baby either right now.
Oh, I love
you. Don't know.
If you have some babies, I'm gonna tell you to get married, especially if it's by the same baby daddy. I'm like, you need to go on and get married.
I would probably say the same thing myself. We can confirm another pregnancy rumor. Olivia Munn should be getting married to her man, John Maloney.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
John broke the news to Seth Meyers last night. Take a look at this.
I met her actually for the first time in life at your wedding.
Yes.
To Alexi, your wife.
Yeah.
It is a very, very lucky thing to have met this woman mm-hmm. and to have, like, you've dealt with me. You knew me before I was on a lot of drugs.
Yep.
You knew me while I was on drugs. Mm-hmm. You did not know me immediately after stopping drugs. It's been a challenging time, and she's kind of held my hand through that hell. And we're having a baby together.
This is really exciting, buddy.
Thanks.
Congratulations to both.
I was nervous when I was about to say the news.
All right, let me break this down for you guys.
Break it
John
down.
John and Olivia have only been together since the spring.
Maybe.
And this is a tiny bit controversial since he just announced his separation from his wife in May and officially filed for divorce in July. But Olivia looks like she well into having one of those Lifetime babies that come out driving a car. You know what I mean?
If not.
You know in Lifetime when they pull the baby out and the baby's like, hey, where's the burgers? You know what I mean?
Do you want to know the craziest thing is that you sent this to me, what, 3 days ago, a photo of her, and you're like pregnant. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Yeah. But outlets can't run with pregnancy stories. Unless it's confirmed because of body shaming issues.
Which they shouldn't be allowed to, yeah.
And I think it is a personal thing. You know, I do believe, and I'm going to point this out, and I hate to poo-poo on anybody's parade, but I have heard from people who have been in the program, and maybe they were just using it as an excuse to not date me, but I've always heard that you shouldn't get in a relationship in your first year of sobriety.
Right.
So no. Having a baby, being in a new relationship, ending another relationship, it just seems like a lot for this man right now.
I think that it's possible she could have been a good influence on him, but yes. Also, you know who else is pregnant?
Who?
And you don't want to say.
Oh.
Ooh.
Me.
No! No!
I can't hide it, you guys!
Hold on. I am shocked for two reasons. One, I didn't find out on page six this time, so I'm super ecstatic. And two, I didn't even know.
Anybody this time because the last time I told people it came out.
No. And remember when she got sick that day? Remember?
Yes.
And what I said she's pregnant.
Donnie did say that.
I didn't find out until well into this. Things like this don't happen to me. And when I was diagnosed with all my thyroid stuff, my dress tonight is a little tight, so I had to come out with it. But I found out very far in to where I was, and there's a lot of crazy stuff, and I have to gather my thoughts, because I decided I was gonna tell you this morning. Rebecca, nobody knows. I told Jen Lab in 5 minutes, I said, this is what's going on.
Oh my God!
And I didn't find out till the end of July, and I had been so sick, remember? Every day, and I'm like, what's going on? And the doctor was like, you're not gonna get your period for months, your hormones are so out of whack. Took pregnancy tests, they were all negative. I guess nothing had fertilized the hormone. This is the craziest story, but yes, I'm fully having another baby.
I mean, you can totally see it now.
You can see it now that you told me.
No, she was wearing black.
Everyone's like, why is she in the same safari outfit? Well, bitch, because I'm pregnant, I'm hiding it. Do you mind?
How far along are you?
I'm far. Okay. Not crazy far, but I haven't even told Jordan. We haven't even discussed these details, so I don't know what I'm saying.
But you haven't even told your husband?
No, I told him I'm going to say it, but we didn't get into like all the, this happened 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is a very happy time.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
It was a very big surprise. I didn't think it was humanly possible, but this is, it's Botox and booze after this. I'm done. I'm done.
Okay. I don't want to get anybody excited about this, but I just want to say right now, it's called a third trimester. So Morgan's probably in her second trimester, which means she has about 5 more months left. So you have to find a replacement for her in 5 months. You got that, E?
I'll fill in on Thursdays and Fridays for you.
I won't be gone that long this time because my thyroid's not going to give out again. I've already gotten that cleared.
Are you going to have the baby on the show?
Right here. Right here,
one.
And then it's snip, snip time. We're done.
Oh my God! You know what?
She's Lonnie, I'm getting pregnant, being sneezed on. Apparently, this is it. One, two, and done.
This is amazing.
Oh, our family is getting bigger. I feel like Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I know.
This is the happiest day of my life.
I feel like the lady in Get Out when they're like, "Do you like it here?" And the one tear is coming out of her face, and she's like, "No, I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy."
She looks so pregnant.
She's so precious.
Right now.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I mean, I'm so glad you could not tell. You did not know.
I had
my face
no
is not changing that
clue,
much yet.
And I normally know when Carissa was pregnant. I was like, 2 days
pregnant.
I hold
it together. Some people were like, "You're gonna pop so early second time." I'm like, "Watch me." And this is also like some constipation too. This isn't full baby.
Oh my God. We have to go to break so I can call my agent.
I need a muffin.
We're breaking down the new cast of Dancing with the Stars. Shara Burke is here live and she'll reveal who's gonna be her biggest competition. Oh. Lonnie, you're gonna be locked and loaded next year.
Oh yeah, I'll be here.
Don't make any plans, honey.
They're gonna send a camera to the delivery room. They're not letting me go this time, this long.
Oh. No! You're ready, baby!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. The brand new cast of Dancing with the Stars just came out. Brian Austin Green, Spice Girl Mel C, Olivia Jade, and my girl Kenya Moore are all going to be hitting the dance floor. And with us now is one of the pros, Shara Burke, everybody.
Thank you. I still think you should do the segment on, you know, Morgan's pregnancy. I mean, I'll come back tomorrow.
Okay, first of all, Cheryl, don't drink the water here or anywhere in Hollywood.
That's what someone just said to me.
Everyone's getting pregnant. What's up with you? How is there any baby making on the way?
I mean, we're going to shimmy one more season and we'll see what happens.
Oh, wow.
Right? This is my 65th season.
Do it, girl.
Yeah, right?
And you're married, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Do it. Now, who are you going to be paired with? Do you know?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I actually just met him yesterday and had our first rehearsal.
How was it?
So I just said him, so that's definitely...
Not the JoJo Siwa.
Obviously, yes. I can't say it because that's just rude. But yes, he is... The first day. It's always, you know.
Oh, so he's
tricky.
Not a dancer.
Well, I don't know.
When is he tall?
Let me ask you a question because it must be tough being a pro.
This interview is tough.
Right?
I can't reveal anything, and all I want to do is tell you.
I know. You can blame.
Especially you.
You know,
Matt,
I'm going to ask you.
Into trouble.
I'm going to ask you.
I see you with Matt James. Okay.
Matt, my husband? No.
It must be tough being a professional dealing with amateurs on the first day.
Oh.
Because I know I can dance, and when I have to dance with somebody who can't dance,
you know,
it kills me.
Yeah, but like I prefer almost the athletes because when you have dance experience and it's not ballroom dance, it's like you have to untrain your brain, and it's a lot harder to really develop, I guess, new habits when you've been doing something for so long, right? So like with AJ, that was our, I guess, challenge as a couple last season, was to like get rid of those like hip hop, like posture, like you have to, and I mean, you should never watch me dance hip hop because it's like very, very proper hip hop. I don't even know if there's such a thing, but like even with hip hop dancers like AJ, like for him to stand up tall, it just wasn't consistent because he's been doing the other way for so many years. So it's nice to have somebody in a way that has no experience, because then they got no bad habits.
No experience, and you like athletes. How do you feel about the cast in general that's been announced?
I think this is, first of all, the fact that we're going into season 30, it's just a blessing. I mean, I never thought moving here from New York, you know, like coming here, and I'm like, one season, I'm going to go back to 136 and Adam Clayton, and I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to dance and compete, and I'm never doing this again. Cut to 24 seasons I've been on. Yeah.
Wow.
It's been amazing. It's
like
been
so
great.
You're like the Susan Lucci of Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly.
Or maybe Tom Brady.
You're the Tom Brady. Thanks. How many mirror balls do you have?
Two, but a long time ago, my mirrors are falling off the mirror ball, so I think it's time for a new one.
Now, it must hurt.
I mean, after all those seasons, who was the person that took the worst criticism?
Girl, are you trying to get me in trouble? You are just, those questions. You're Barbara Walters over here.
Yes. Who was the hardest to break?
I still have a contract.
Okay,
you know me, I get myself into trouble.
It's so crazy because I read recently, you know, you've been in the ballroom world forever, but you said if you had kids, especially a girl, you would not let them into this life. Why not? It's done so well for you.
It has, and I'm not going to deny that for sure, but it also made me, it forced me to grow up really fast, right? And to, you know, honestly, dry hump boy, right? And at that young of an age, like 12, 13, lost my virginity when I was really young. I'm not blaming the ballroom world, but you do have to grow up fast. Like, I had to travel the world. My mom couldn't always be there for me because she was busy working, trying to support my dancing career, right? Yeah. So, you know, the chaperone thing could have maybe been a little bit better, but I don't regret anything. Like, this is amazing. I'm here with you guys, and I'm doing what I love to do. But as far as my daughter goes, dancing in little rhinestone costumes, you know, cha-cha-ing, she can do a solo ballroom dance competition. There you go.
Yes. What's your favorite dance to do?
Depends on who I'm dancing with.
Okay. With your man?
I've had 24 of them. Not like that on Dancing with the Stars.
Does your husband ever get jealous of you in dancing with your partner?
Well, he's an actor, right? So, like, as long as I don't get jealous with him having, like, fake sex scenes, right?
Yeah.
It's just for that moment. Better be.
Right.
Okay, okay, girl.
You see this?
I want to see you when you're doing it, too. I have to ask you this because you are... obviously, again, a professional, I like to say that word.
Yes.
When I'm talking about Cheryl Burke.
Thank you.
Do you think JoJo Siwa has a leg up dancing with another woman? Because I feel like women...
Well, first of all, she's a dancer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Let's not forget, like, I actually took Abby Lee Miller's place a few seasons ago. She wasn't a part of that season, but she did come, and she was like, she made a special appearance, and she's an amazing dancer. But again, she's not ballroom. It's so different, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I can't fault Mario Lopez. I can't fault any of these guys because they're still out of their, I guess, out of their whole comfort zone, right? But still, I think the judges are going to judge all the dancers that are on the season a lot harder than normal.
I want to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Let's go.
But I only want to do 1 week.
One more hip left.
Yeah. 1 week.
Cheryl, you and I are going to be partnered in season 42 when they get desperate for celebrities.
Stop it. I'll see you next season.
Oh my God, I love you. You guys, check out
Cheryl.
Dancing with the Stars. It premieres September 20th on ABC. Coming up, we're about to dig into Morgan's personal life, and we're going to talk about Selena Gomez, her major fail, and how far would Kristen Bell go for a good deal? Her answer might surprise you. That is next.
Iman, that's who you with.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute, you guys. Lily Collins is officially married. She posted this picture of her wedding to director Charlie McDowell, writing that on September 4th, they officially became each other's forever. Lily wore a gown by Ralph Lauren and described the weekend as magical. Lisa Rinna isn't wasting any tears on her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Scott Disick. An Instagram fan account posted an article about Amelia and Scott's breakup, and Lisa responded with a smiley face. Scott and Amelia spent Labor Day apart after Kourtney Kardashian's ex Eunice leaked messages Scott allegedly sent him about her. And Selena Gomez just explained her embarrassing Met Gala makeup mishap. She told Vogue's Beauty Secrets that before the gala, she put on tanning lotion and didn't realize it was getting darker and darker all night.
And I look at a photo of myself when I sit down and I'm completely orange. And I was like, this is gonna be terrible because I'm gonna get eaten alive about this.
And that is your Hollywood Minute. Turning now to Kristen Bell and her lady gang, Justin talked to them about their new comedy, Queen Pins, and just how far they would go for a good discount.
Hi, Justin.
Justin, you're so cute.
So cute, beautiful home.
I had to clean it for you guys. I know you have kids running around, Kristen, so not so much you, but for the other two, I can
What gentle shade.
We have a mountain of death.
And is this the best we're ever gonna do?
How come I'm so broke?
The system has set us up to fail.
Look, you guys play three coupon queen pins in this movie, and there's nothing I love more than a discount. I gotta know, what's the last thing or the craziest thing you asked for a discount on?
I'm gonna be real talk with you. I have not asked for a discount in a while because I believe that people who have money should overpay.
And that's
I do.
I'm not gonna lie, like when it's like a big company, I do ask
I think that's the right mentality. Like you don't wanna be haggling this tiny small business. I think that's the right mentality.
Like I did a deal with this speaker company and I'm just constantly asking for speakers, free speakers, if you guys want some speakers.
Hell yeah.
Could you say it all again and like much slower?
And do you have like a pad just to write it down?
No, get out.
Now, BB, this is your first feature film, and I'm not gonna lie, a lot of times singers try it, and it doesn't go well.
What did I say on set the first day?
She was like, that can't be me. She was aware.
And it's not.
And it was not.
I watch a lot of my favorite like singers, like musicians do stuff, and it's cringy.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's like, I was like, if I could just be like out of like one being the worst and 10 being the best, if I could be like, you know, like my favorite singers have been like twos or like three. I'm like, if I could be like a five or a six, I'd be happy.
Kirby, you and Kay Bell have teamed up. This is the third time?
Fourth time.
Damn.
Is this the new Lucy and Ethel? Are you the new Maya and Kristen?
Whoa.
Yes. I would work with Kirby till my dying day. And by the way, this is four out of like, there's been like three others that I've been like, hey, I just got attached to this project. Do you want to take a look? Do you want any role in it? Sincerely. And sometimes she's been like, love you, girl, that's not for me. Because she has better taste than I do, but that's okay. I learned so much about the idea of self-respect from Kirby. I'll be like in my head about some codependent issue and she'll go, why are you not prioritizing yourself? And I'm like, you are the friend I've always been looking for.
Queen Pins will make its limited release in select Cinemark theaters September 10th and streaming on Paramount Plus September 30th. Check out this movie. It is amazing. Mm. Coming up, what should you do if your man is still obsessed with his ex? Do you call it quits like Scott and Amelia?
Ooh.
We're getting into that and so much more with our dating expert after the break.
Ow!
Can't do another maternity leave. Get me out of this contract.
Would you stop?
Sorry. Hi, you guys. Summer is over, and sadly, so are some of Hollywood's hottest couples. Here to help us learn from their mistakes is dating expert and author Moni Kelly. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's a big day.
This is huge.
I just decided 5 minutes before going on, Justin wants to kill himself. He's like, why is this happening to me again?
Well, I'm just happy that she's married.
Yes.
And she's already had one.
Yes.
And so my question to you, since you're a dating expert, because we were talking about earlier.
We were beefing over this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. About Kylie and Travis. You know, this is their second baby. How do you feel about them still dating and not being married?
So here's the thing.
It's okay to be real.
I think she wants to have children by the same man, right?
Thank you.
And I remember a few months ago when they were in Miami and the footsie? Mm-hmm. That's when that baby was created, I think. Mm-hmm. But I feel like as long, I'm all about communication. If you say ahead of time, what I want is a child, I'm not looking for marriage, and you communicate that, fine. If you want marriage and you're trying to have babies to seal the deal, that's a whole other situation.
Two different things.
Which is not what we think is happening. I don't believe.
No.
I think for them, they are two young people that have broken up and had, they made a baby.
Yep.
They broke up for a little bit, found their way back to each other. They love each other, and they're not pressed for one second to think about marriage. I don't think that feeling.
And I think it was intentional. I think this was planned.
No, this baby, you can tell because also when she threw her ultrasound, her first ultrasound, usually they don't even do a scan until you're 8 weeks because mm-hmm. they want to make sure the pregnancy is viable and there's a heartbeat. That's how rich Kylie is. She got in there before. Even a heartbeat to like have the doctor. So she found out on the first day of her missed period, week four.
Hold on. You get pregnant twice, now you Berman and Berman.
But
now you're an expert. Now you Berman and Berman.
I'm just saying,
I get it.
I found out later because I didn't know.
I just, I don't know. I used to be old fashioned, like Auntie Lonnie right here. But since I wasn't born in the 1950s, I just don't think that marriage is.
That's not being born in the 1950s. Let's talk about this. Okay.
No, I'm with you, Lonnie. I know where you're going because I'm old school in the sense, for me personally, for me, if I'm going to have a baby, I want to be married. I want to have a family unit. However, there are people out there that really want to have children. Like, that is what they want.
Right.
I want the family. Some people want the child, and that's okay. But I'm old school in that sense.
But do you feel like you need a piece of paper to make a family unit? Can't you be a family unit, man, what? Let me do this again. Man, woman, child. Can't that be a family unit without a piece of paper that says you're legally bound to one another?
Absolutely. There can definitely still be a family unit without a piece of paper. But I think there is something to that piece of paper. I don't think we should keep minimizing that piece of
paper.
Thank you. No, I made the choice to get married.
Yeah, then get that paper.
As you sit there with that big old bling bling. Well, yes, honey, okay. I see it.
I definitely wanted the ring regardless of the paper.
That ring is
the biggest point that I think that you just said was that when you're dating someone, you don't have babies in order to get the marriage.
No,
that's key. The biggest
thing. Because that is happening for some people. They're trying to seal a deal through children, and that is never a good
thing. The opposite effect. It never works. They make it feel like that's going to keep two people close, and it's like that's what pushes people apart the fastest. It's not glamorous having a baby all the time. It's hard.
Haven't we learned anything from Future? Let's get the Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin. They called it quits just after Scott allegedly DM'd Courtney's ex.
Ooh.
What should you do if your man is still talking about his ex when you guys have been together for a hot minute?
Okay, first of all, I need to give Amelia some props because she is young and she made a decision that a lot of people that are in their 40s don't do. Mm. She saw it was time to keep it moving. Now, a lot of that I give to Lisa Rinna because Lisa Rinna is probably like, what you're not going to do is embarrass my daughter.
Agreed.
Okay? Right. But I appreciate that she kept it moving. Now, there is a difference between having a cohesive, blended family. You want that. That's important. Versus you worrying about your ex and what she's doing and what type of PDA that she's displaying and a lack of maturity to DM someone.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? But my thing is this. There's a difference between caring about your children and getting along with your ex for the sake of the kids versus over-obsessing. There's a difference where you're in a relationship and your needs are not being met, your desires are not being met because they're putting the ex first. Notice I didn't say the kids first. They're putting the ex first, and that's a problem.
But hold on, Monique. Let's be real.
Okay.
This girl is 21 years old.
Yes. What is she 21 yet?
She's 21. She just turned 21.
Okay.
She got that old gaudy necklace at that birthday party in Liz. What do you think the chances are? I am sour today.
He's like 65.
I know.
Right
I'm like, look.
What do you think the chances are of she going back to that man?
She's not going to go back. You want to know why she's not going to go back? Because Lisa Rinna is her mama, and she's not going to let her go back. And here's the thing. When you break up with someone, it's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. Let it burn. Cry those tears. Get in your bed for a few days. But whatever you do, don't go back to a toxic situation. This has been a situation that hasn't been necessarily the best for her. 21, 35, 40. When you're dealing with the fool, you're dealing with the fool regardless
of age. Agreed. And I just feel like Scott is always in that place where he's always going to be overly obsessed with Courtney. He has never fully moved on. And she has never fully moved on from him up until this point. And so he's really dealing with that now for the first time.
And she's moved on really nicely.
Mary? Oh! on ahead and marry.
Thank you, Monique.
Hello.
Thank you for sitting with us in the Catholic Church right here, Lonnie Love. For more dating advice, check out Monique's novel, Reality in Chaos. It's available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, where and wherever you find books. Up next, Lala Anthony takes us inside her massive closet, what we found hidden in there, and can you guess this celeb hitting Fashion Week in this floral dress? It will surprise you after the break, honey. Before the break, we asked if you could guess this celebrity wearing this wild floral, very demure dress. Do you know who it is?
It was up there. I don't know.
Lil' Kim?
You want to rumble with the bee, huh? Yes, it's Lil' Kim, everybody. Lil' Kim was at the Christian Siriana Fashion Week show in New York, and she told Zanna Roberts Rossi how she feels wearing that gown.
I feel like a box of beautiful, how do you say those roses that come in the box? So that means I guess I'm the gift. Christian said I'm the gift. I feel really glamorous in this dress. And he wanted to do something different, you know?
You look absolutely amazing. You're a style icon through and through. How would you describe your style?
I can switch it up. So you already know, it's chic, edgy, and also, you know, fly girl.
Oh, she looks so good. A departure for her, too.
Yes, it is. It is a departure for her. She does look good. I mean, she's an icon. It's Lil' Kim.
It's Lil' Kim.
It's
and
Lil'
she's
Kim.
Nice. I'm glad to see that she's, you know, still out there and doing her thing.
And she's been out. Lil' Kim's been in the game how long now?
Lil' Kim has been in the game as long as Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, it's been about like 30 years.
She played at the Last Supper, okay?
No, you know what?
Fashion Week is in full swing, and more celebs are heading to New York. Zanna, who else are we gonna see?
Zanna Roberts Rossi here, reporting for duty at New York Fashion Week. Guys, there are going to be so many celebrities attending all these shows. Kate Hudson, Paris Hilton, Paris Jackson, Lala Anthony, who we actually got a tour of her fabulous closet. She told us about her new role on Wu-Tang, An American Saga, and also why she's got a very difficult decision to make. Watch this.
Surprise! It's Lala Anthony. What's up, everybody? Welcome to my closet. I'm just giving you a small sneak peek because it's very messy in here. I'm doing a fitting right now, but as you can see, I love shoes. You can see I love bags. I love clothes. I love sneakers. They're just not up here, but I love anything that has to do with dressing up or dressing down and making yourself feel really, really good.
Lala Anthony looks really good in season 2 of Wu-Tang, An American Saga, premiering tonight on Hulu.
You're about to be the next biggest star. I was looking through my closet to figure out, like, what would I wear to a virtual Wu-Tang premiere? First up, I kind of think this is my favorite, but I don't want to be biased. I love this Area two-piece outfit, the heart-shaped top with the pants. I love the stones on it. It's definitely going to give great pictures if you wore this, so I really, really love this outfit. This you might love, Dolce & Gabbana. It's giving premiere, you're on the dance floor, even if you're dancing in your living room, you look like a walking disco ball. So it's really cool and could be a great option for the premiere. And if you're just trying to go like super bossed up, I love this red leather skirt, Alessandra Rich. I love this skirt. And this Mugler blazer is structured and cool. It's giving I'm a boss vibes.
Damn, how much money is she making that big-ass closet in New York?
She's been doing it for, Lala's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, she has.
She looks damn good.
I'm doing look number one because I love everything that Area is doing right now.
It's really a good brand. It's like they come on the scene and they give you like that fun pop of glamour that you want.
Yes.
That's good for like, you could wear to a bar mitzvah or to a wedding.
Uh-huh.
I like look number two. I like looking like a disco ball.
Oh.
Because you are a party.
You are, Lonnie, you're a party.
You are a party in a wig.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
I like you. By the way, you look great today.
Thank you, Brandon.
I like number three. You know I'm all about a structured blazer.
Oh, she loves a structured blazer.
I love a structured blazer.
So you can hide that pregnancy. To get some of Lala's must-have products, grab your phone and scan your QR code at the bottom of your screen. Coming up, a major victory for Britney Spears. Her dad finally agreed to step down. So what's next for her? We're talking about that. Britney Spears could finally get the freedom she's been begging for. Mm. Her father filed a new petition to end her conservatorship completely. The legal docs filed by his lawyer says if Britney believes that she can handle her own life, that was some shade, Mr. Spears believes that she should get the chance. Ooh, some more shade. The petition also says the conservatorship helped her get through a major life crisis. But recently, things have changed. So Jamie is saying she can end the conservatorship instead of having someone else take his role. I'm a little suspicious.
Well, what they're also saying, from what I read, is that he wants the judge to decide if she's okay to end the conservatorship. So he's not really saying, he's making it so that you figure it out. That's what he's saying.
I don't want blood on my hands.
Yeah, right. He wants to be removed from the narrative now. I think the backlash and all of the Free Britney movement has really weaned on him. And he's like, whoa, okay, listen, like, I tried to do a good thing. Maybe some things got taken out of context and he was, you know, stuck around too long. And I think he's finally just like, I can't be in this hot seat anymore. I think you're right about the shade. I think he was like, fine, if she believes she can handle her own life, then let's get rid of this conservatorship and let's see where she is in 4 months. But which is really hard as a parent to do if he doesn't believe it's for her well-being.
I don't think that it's going to end then. Because we don't know what the judge is going to require for her to get out of the conservatorship. It could be tests.
She didn't want an evaluation.
But it depends on, that's what I'm saying. Whatever the judge puts down is what's going to determine. It's not being determined just because the dad says. The judge is going to determine, okay, this is what I need, this is what I need in order for you to get out of this conservatorship.
Right.
And I have to say, if she doesn't want an evaluation, that may be one of the things that the judge requires. And so I don't think she's going to get out of
also
it.
Also, the main thing that she has been fighting for is not necessarily to even get rid of the conservatorship in general. It's just to have him step down.
100%.
So if he's doing that, then I think that's a huge win for Britney. And I don't even know if she's going to mind having the conservatorship.
I think now that she's seeing that the end is finally near and she has people in her corner saying, well, you should end this, you should end this. I think she is going to fight for freedom. The two things that I need to point out, and again, I hate poo-pooing on people's parades today, but it seems like that's what it's going to be on this Wednesday.
Okay.
The first thing is, look, I've been watching CNN all week. I've seen what happens when you give people too much freedom overnight. Mm. It turns into some kabul. Then you have all of these things going on, and people can't handle that kind of freedom. The second thing is, the one good thing that this conservatorship did that we all could see is it kept the wolves at bay. So the people who were feeding on Britney, those random managers, that paparazzi that was selling her out, all of these people that were in her lives, it kind of sort of got them all out. What's going to happen now that the gates are open? Are the wolves going to come back in?
Of course. But that's what I'm saying. From what I know, he's asking the judge. That means the judge could still keep him as a conservator or can assign a new conservator or say no conservatorship at all.
I think the judge is going to say you're going to have a conservator. It's not going to be your father. It's going to be someone else.
I think the judge
And Britney,
is gonna...
I think, is probably happier because she feels like she can maybe have more of a relationship with that person. And it sounds like Britney's at the point where she doesn't want to work if she doesn't want to work. She doesn't want to be employing everybody for the
thing.
She doesn't have to. So I think now it is time to mix things up. It's been too long under this.
I don't know. I
am not saying she doesn't need a conservatorship of any kind for her well-being. And everyone gets so upset. Well, you're not there for free. I'm there for Britney's mental health and wellness and for her to be a happy, healthy individual. That's what I'm there for. So whatever that means, that's what I want.
When is this going to happen?
By the way, it's got to happen soon.
It's got to happen soon.
They got to do something.
I think the judge is going to give in to pressure. I think he's going to free Britney. And
I agree.
I think it's going to be exactly like it is with the NFL.
No, I don't think it's a... I think it's a female judge.
But that's what I'm saying. It's going to free... She's going to free
Britney. It's a sister. She look like me. I don't think it's happening.
Lottie!
I'm just saying, that sister looked like...
No, but she didn't. You're right, because in the beginning, she didn't get Britney. Didn't give Britney the first win. What was it where when we heard Britney speak for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, no, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. She was doing all of that, the sister was like this.
So she got Judge Mabel. Today is not only the day Morgan Stewart announced that she's pregnant, it's also the 100th anniversary of the Miss America pageant.
Ow!
We're looking back at the top moments we'll never forget. Mm. Miss America, but the iconic pageant didn't always go by that name. It was originally called the Fall Frolic,
back in 1921, 100,000 people turned out to watch 16-year-old Margaret Garmin get crowned the Golden Mermaid. Another memorable moment came in 2018 when the pageant ditched the swimsuit competition. Former Miss America Gretchen Carlson gave the Bye Bye Bikini lowdown to E! At the time.
We're not judging on physical outward appearance anymore. I've talked to tons of young women who have said, I didn't want to parade around in a swimsuit and high heels because I don't have the perfect body.
In 1994, Heather Whitestone, who is hearing impaired, became the first Miss America with a disability. In 2001, Angela Perez Baracchio became the first Asian American, Filipino American, and first teacher to be crowned Miss America. But the most memorable Miss America has got to be Vanessa Williams. Back in 1984, she became the pageant's first African American winner. But later that year, she was forced to resign when Penthouse threatened to release nude photos they had of her. They didn't stop her from becoming one of the biggest stars on the planet. And get this, in 2015, she was named head judge and got a public apology.
I want to apologize for anything that was said or done that made you feel any less the Miss America you are and the Miss America you always will be.
Justice for Vanessa.
That's right. She is our Miss America. Always mm-hmm. will be.
Always.
Save the best for last.
Uh-huh.
I know all the songs. All the songs.
Oh my God. Coming up, we have more Daily Pop. We have more questions, and we got to figure out if Lonnie's going to be presiding over this Britney case. You know, she's got 25 jobs. We'll be right back.
You know who else is pregnant?
Who?
And you don't want to say.
Who?
Me.
No! No! One, I didn't
you guys, I just want to thank you for all the love and supportive messages you have DM'd me about this maternity leave. Your gratitude and your hope gives me another day.
Stop it.
He is. It's his biggest fear. He's gone through quite a few maternity leaves, and he wasn't expecting this today. But I was like, no, we're not going to get this many pregnancy announcements in one day. I have to just say it.
Well, you just had to say it.
I had to say it.
They say that babies are a way that God says he's not done with the world. So congratulations.
Oh, my God.
And he's not done with you.
Thank
either,
you.
Justin.
No, okay. He's not.
I don't think he started on it. Okay. She ain't got a man. She barely got a place to live.
He doesn't want a man. By the way, if we don't get some sort of real matchmaker to get Justin a man on this show, by the time I give birth to this baby.
By the way, if I don't meet that first baby before the second baby's born, we're going to have a problem.
Oh, my God. We were in a pandemic.
I know.
It's, like, hard.
I watch people go in and out of her house on my walks because I walk past
her. Those are people. Those don't make me. Don't you damn.
You too.
Don't even. I hate you. Those are people.
Okay. I have a question since we're talking about babies.
Okay.
Do men take baby showers as seriously as they should? That's the big debate on tonight's We Got Love, Tiana and Iman. It all goes down when Tiana's friend Coco gets upset that her man doesn't seem to care about this baby shower and Iman's got something to say about it. Take a look.
What you mean by it's just a shower?
Men just don't see it as like a, oh, I need to drop work and do all this. Like, in their
mind. You need to. You want to know why? Those important moments you should cherish, and I think stuff like that is important to create memories and build memories for your kids.
And that's why they're married.
Oh.
Lonnie, I love Lonnie. She's like, I'm never getting married. He's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But if you have a baby.
You should get married.
There's a ring.
There's a ring.
Thank God. Yeah.
Lonnie, are you going to have a baby shower for number two?
I didn't have a baby shower for number one, remember?
Oh,
we couldn't even do anything.
You should.
I'm going to definitely have a baby shower this time.
Oh, make this one big.
I'm going to do it big this time.
Yeah. My man better be excited about our baby shower when we're 50. We Got Love, Tiana and Iman airs tonight at 10 p.m. on E! You guys, set your DVR because tomorrow we're catching up with John Legend and Joel McHale. Plus, we got beauty crazy hacks with, you know, Miss America contestants. And check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 for Daily Pop right here on E! I feel bad for Hunter. I mean...
Happy Star Trek Day.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that. Star Trek Day.